A glow-worthy meditation. The holy pause. The holy pause is the most simple practice in this book. It is the most simple yet profound and potentially powerful. All you have to do is stop and make the commitment to just be with yourself. You may want to listen to this recording when you are freaking out. You may listen to this recording when you need a reminder, and even more powerfully, you might want to make one for yourself. The holy pause is just stopping and putting your hand on your heart. It might sound really cheesy, but the thing is, the stressed out parts of ourselves are not complex or mature. The parts of ourselves that make ourselves bad and unworthy and guilty, they're really young, and they often need simple, direct, and loving communication. The holy pause is a radical and brave act in our nonstop don't feel anything world, you know? It's like, should I feel this? Do the holy pause, or should I just open Instagram, or should I do this, or just maybe do some more chores in my kitchen or around the house? Should I do this or overwork, buy something online, drink another glass of wine, watch another episode? Like, the ways we squirm off this holy pause thing are innumerable. I do them too. But sometimes I don't. And when I don't, when I do this holy pause, the results are usually really tender and sweet. And guess what? I don't always feel better. And that's not really what we're going for. We're going for something way better than feeling better. We're going for love. We're going for instilling in ourselves a sense that we have got our own back, that we are there for ourselves, even if we are, yes, a hot mess. I used the holy pause just yesterday, last night. I was feeling a little bit lonely, and some feelings of rejection were coming up for me, and anxiety. And it was just like, hey, I'm here for you. And I have to be honest, I didn't feel any better, but I did. I felt like I had my back. And then I felt better a little later. So this really is the remedy for society's emphasis on urgency. It is the culture-busting, lineage-defying radicality of stomping the momentum of your day and taking this moment to feel. It is the only place of true rest for the mind and a balm for the soul. It's actually the only place of real safety. Often we are looking to the outer world. We're looking for others or institutions to give us safety. This is unwise. Of course, there can be great groups and friends and therapists and teachers that might guide us, but the guidance should always be coming back to the holy pause. That is you with you. There's no right way to do this, but there's a little bit of a guide I can offer you today. So you want to try it? Let's do it. Let's put our hand on our heart. And you can feel free to say these words out loud to yourself, or just silently, or you can ignore them and use your own words. Take a moment to feel the contact, that feeling of the palm and the weight of it on your heart. And you can play around with pushing into your body and finding that perfect pressure of the hand on your heart. Finding your breath and saying to yourself silently or aloud, I am here and I've got you. No matter what, I'm here and I've got you. And no matter what, I will never leave you. No matter what you've done in your past, I can be with you in this. I can hold you in whatever you are feeling. I can stay with you in this moment. I am wise enough to be here now with you in this. I've got you. Whatever I've been running from, I can take a moment to feel it. As you say these things to yourself, notice if there is a signal in your body of something loving and organizing. Can you feel that? There may also be other yucky feelings, but can you feel that? That something's there that's loving, resourcing, organizing, calm. Perhaps it's something silent and stable, wordless, yet supportive. Over and over again, remind yourself, I'm here, I've got you. This is the holy pause, that there is ease in the holy pause. And that in this brave moment, an alchemy of transformation is occurring.